But I do want to say one thing that's very funny about of Time in the City, which is that Terrence Davies goes off on the Beatles. He starts making fun of them all of a sudden. And
if it helps, Jesse, it's not so much the Beatles as it is rock and roll in general, yeah. which he despises.
Do either of you have the quote handy about what he says about the lads? He says they look like they work for an accounting firm or something.
I forgot about that.
I generally, if I find out that a friend of mine doesn't like the Beatles, that's it. We're not friends anymore. Same for an artist. If I find out an artist doesn't like the Beatles, you know, they're dead to me. But we'll let it go here. I presume that this is a beef among the Liverpudlians that I'll never understand. But he really does hate the lads in this film. He refers to it sneeringly as Mersey Beat. And he also describes the popularity of rock music in this period sent him further into his appreciation of classical music.
Yes, his beloved Bruckner.
Yeah. But I was wondering if people were booing the theater. I wonder if the theater turned on him at some screenings. How could you say that about the Four Lovable Lads?
I like Liverpool. I visit it quite often. And I would say that I think... I don't know. I think it's not necessarily something that that you would be crucified for saying. I think that I don't know. I think the Liverpudlians' relationship with the Beatles is it's the same kind of relationship that you have for like a famous cousin or something like that. You're like, oh yeah, you know, they're there, they're there. It's just something that's just background noise. I mean, you come across things like the John Lennon Institute for the Arts and stuff like that, and every so often you'll see this this bizarre expressionist doodle of John Lennon on like a poster or a wall or something like that. But most of the time, you can ignore Liverpool. You can ignore the Beatles in Liverpool. This is indeed what Of Time in the City is about. There are actually other things going on in that city. Yeah.
But it's a real alpha move of Davies to make a film that's supposed to be a document of Liverpool and life in Liverpool and then saying, oh, and by the way, the Beatles suck.
I remember when I saw the trailer for Danny Boy's yesterday, pitched as a film about a world in which the Beatles never existed. And I just thought, that movie already exists. It's called Of Time in the City.
But he did use He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother by the Hollies for a montage of the Korean War. So it's not like Terrence Davies doesn't like any pop music. It has to be, florid pop music for him to like.
It's just the pop music that nobody remembers.
Yeah. And there's also that wonderful montage towards the end, because this film is basically a series of movements to me. But there's one towards the end that uses Mahler's Second Symphony, the Resurrection Symphony. And I have to give Terrence Davies an extra point because Michael Cimino also used this music for a great scene in Year of the Dragon. So, Terrence Davies is standing on the shoulders of giants by doing this.